point, and one last thing I will say is when I was working on this last book of translations, so of course some things would just cut to the quick, and sometimes I'd give my wife a page to read and she would go around repeating that for the next few days. And he talked about teaching others and knowing your abilities and your limits, and also knowing other people's limits and their receptivity. And he talked about one monk who had this great ambition to be a teacher, and he was a lay disciple, then became a monk, and he was immediately teaching, and somehow it just didn't work out. Nobody seemed to want to learn the way he wanted to teach. Nobody wanted to practice the right way. So Ajahn Chah said, when he was sufficiently worn out, then he came to see me. And what should I do? So, you know, instead of saying, well, the Buddha said this, or from my experience, or the scriptures say this, he said, you know, if two oxen are pulling a cart, they have to pull together. If one is much stronger and faster, and he goes charging ahead, then he ends up pulling both the cart and the other ox. So he would be better off slowing down and waiting for the other ox and pulling together. And this is the way he would get to the point. He didn't have to pull out the scriptures, even though he knew them. He could talk about oxen or fruit or chickens or anything. So I will stop at this point and pass the baton to Joseph.